A caveat for video game lovers, those arcade machines may be hazardous to your health. David Brown prepared this report.
When I first started out, I was really bad, and I spent a lot of quarters.
This is Margot McGann. Like millions of other Americans, she caught the video game bug a couple of years ago. She played a lot more than she cares to remember.
I used to come down every lunch hour, so that was about maybe 45 minutes, and then sometimes on my way home, too.
But as Margot McGann's scores got better, her right hand got worse.
It was kind of scary. I almost entirely played Ms. Pac-Man, and it's this little round joystick that you hold in your right hand. And after a while, the middle knuckles of my middle hand started to hurt all the time. And it was bad enough so that when I would grab the joystick, it felt sore, and I tried a different grip with two fingers, but that didn't work real well. And then I'd get in the heat of the game grabbing it again, and then later it would hurt.
And Margot McGann was not alone. She had a version, it seems, of an ailment now called video game palsy, described for the first time in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. The symptoms are not new. What's new is their cause. Dr. Robert Friedland writes of a 28-year-old man who came for treatment at the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Martinez, California. He was unemployed and had played a video game about an hour a day for a month. He played the game with his left hand, rolling a rotary ball with the heel of his palm.
He had a loss of feeling in his little finger and in half of the ring finger. And he had weakness of all of his fingers, particularly weakness of spreading the fingers apart. And he had a deformity, which was very mild in this case, which can be severe in other cases where the hands assumed a relative, the fingers assumed a relatively flexed position, meaning they were curled up more than is normal. This is called a claw hand.
Dr. Friedland and a neurosurgeon at the hospital, Dr. James St. John, had no reason to believe this man's hand was uniquely susceptible to damage. What made the difference was how he played. He had a heavy hand on the controls.
We believe this fellow was repeatedly pushing it into the machine, holding his upper body up and rotating the fingers around the knob, and that this is what caused the damage.
The doctors concluded that this video game player had damaged a nerve called the ulnar nerve. That nerve comes down the arm and into the heel of the hand. The man with video game palsy had a callus there. Pressure on the nerve can damage its fibers or cut off blood flow to it. And when that happens, sensation is lost and the muscles served by the nerve shrink and get weak. There is no specific treatment.
The only treatment for this kind of problem that works is to stop.
And that is Dr. Friedland's advice. A video game player with numbness or tingling in his hand should swear off the arcade. In the case of the 28-year-old man, he had already stopped, and in a couple of months his hand was back to normal. Doctors have seen symptoms similar to those in video game palsy before. They were first described in gold polishers in 1896, and since then have been noticed in oyster shuckers and in people who use shovels, wire cutters, or pneumatic drills. Almost any job that causes hard and frequent pressure on the palm of the hand can hurt the ulnar nerve. If not stopped, the damage can be permanent. Video game palsy now joins a small list of health problems that doctors have noticed in players. Blinking lights in games occasionally trigger seizures in people with light-sensitive epilepsy. Constant flipping the hand back and forth can inflame tendons, a problem known as Space Invader's wrist. How widespread this new complaint is, Dr. Friedland doesn't know.
Perhaps if I was a teenager, I could better estimate how many people who play a lot of video games have feelings of numbness or tingling in their fingers.
Certainly there are tens of thousands of video game players, with many of them at risk. But even if doctors knew how many might be afflicted with video game palsy, there's no guarantee those people would stop playing. Margot McGann, the devotee of Ms. Pac-Man, eventually stopped. A doctor suggested that would be a good idea. But even then, she remembers, it wasn't easy.
Well, I didn't quit right away because I hadn't gotten bored. I think if I had been a real fanatic, if I'd been like heavily into several games, I don't know what I would have done.
This is David Brown reporting.